Francesca, new to the Storm team this year. Tell me a bit about your career to date.
I played for Surrey Storm's MPL from 2011 to 2012, and then played for Storm's MPL up to 2014. But during that time, I was scouted at a Fast Five netball tournament by the England Indoor Nets team and was asked to come to their trials. I've now just completed my fourth consecutive tour with the England Indoor Nets squads, which has taken me to South Africa, Australia and New Zealand, where I've captained squads and I've been recognised as MVP. And then I went to University of Bath and was on the high performance programme and was given amazing coaching and amazing netball wisdom as well, which I think, along with the Nets and the MPL, has got me to the level I'm at now, where I'm playing Premier League netball for Clan Netball Club and now part of Surrey Storm Super League.
And people, to some extent, fail to see the benefit that Nets has in the game. Your involvement with that, you've already picked up a silver and a gold.
We picked up our ladies team picked up a silver, and our ladies team this year picked up a gold, and the year before our under 18 team picked up a gold. So every tournament we've gone to so far, we've, you know, had an award, whether it be players getting MVP or medalists. It's honestly, I would say it's the reason why I've progressed so much in my sport. It's an incredible, incredible sport.
Signing for Storm this year, did it make it easy, knowing the fact that you've had that experience? It was something new to try, in a way.
I think because I played out in New Zealand, I've played mixed. I do honestly think it kind of calmed my nerves in a way. It sort of prepared me for the big Super League trials, where previous years I was so insecure and so nervous to go, whereas I do think it did really prepare me. It just gave me the knowledge. It gave me, in a way, sort of a way to what my best strengths are and just bring them out. So I do agree with you. I do think it really has helped me trial.
And Clan aren't too bad a side neither, are they?
No, Clan Netball Club are a pretty good Prem side as well. They've helped a lot as well.
And they've got a couple of nice sponsored netballs as well.
Yeah, they have indeed.
Have you played with them yet? Are they any good?
Well, the netballs, yeah, they're brilliant. When we first got them, Kat Ratnapala was like, go on, shooters, you have a practice. And we all practiced with them. We were like, yeah, lovely grip, lovely way.
That'll do. Just wanted to hear that from somebody else.
Yeah, no, they're honest to God. They're really, really good.
So it's a new team. Have you met everybody yet?
Yeah, I have. And I felt really, really welcome. I really have. I feel like I've been training with them for months. I mean, everyone is just so welcoming. Everyone's so friendly. And especially, you know, when we do drills, if we don't make mistakes, it's the best thing in the world. But even if we do make mistakes, we have errors. You know, it's looked upon as, don't worry, we're here to improve, we're here to get better. I felt really, really comfortable. They're a really good bunch of girls.
We've got people like Georgia, Mickey and Katie from last year. Yaz, obviously.
Yeah.
How are they?
I won't lie. When I started, I was a bit like, oh, my goodness, you know, I'm training with the best. And I thought, God, they're all going to look at this newbie and go, right, OK, she's got to work hard enough. But they've all been so lovely. I mean, they're so hardworking. They're just so inspirational. You know, I see them push themselves and I go, right, come on, you can push yourself, you know, come on, you're a team now, you know, you've got to work to their level. So they've been really inspirational, but also they weren't as daunting as I thought they were going to be. I think the younger me inside came out and was like, oh my goodness, you know, you're going to be training with Mickey and Yaz and Georgia and, you know, all the big names.
And that's before the likes of Nader would be about.
Yeah, first time, especially trying against Nader, I was so nervous, but she's been really great. You know, in training, she's such a big part of the team. She really encourages everyone, really does.
What's the mentality like in training at the minute? Are you waiting until Tanya gets there to see what she will bring?
I think we're already with the same mentality as, let's get going as soon as we can, and then when Tanya gets here, it's just going to pick up a level. We're not sort of, you know, waiting around, oh, we'll just do a little bit here, and we won't really. As soon as we walk through them doors, it's like, right, okay, whether it be fitness, whether it be passing, we've been working with Tanya, and she's been sending to Rhiann what she wants from us, and we've been working on that. So when she gets here, I think it will pick up another place, but the mentality is, let's start from the get-go. You know, as soon as the door's open, we just start training hard.
And do you think the changes in the league maybe were due?
Yeah, if I'm honest, I think they were. I think in any sport, after a while, there needs to be a shift up and a shake, and I think it is the time for it to happen, and I think it will do the sport good.
And it's obviously going to make it more exciting, and you'll be doing all you can to get
and
three out of three.
And it shows everyone, you know, different styles of play, different styles of players, different coaching styles, you know, what one coach can do that maybe another coach couldn't, in a sense. I do honestly think it was needed, but it's needed for a good thing. Not it wasn't needed because there was a bad thing going on. It was netball was progressed, let's progress it even more.
And they're a great bunch at the best of times, but how would you describe your game to any of the Storm fans that are listening? Are you quite dynamic? Are you pacey? Are you...
I'd say I'm a very solid player. My mentality over the years has gotten a lot better. You know, I'm quite well at adapting to strong presence on court. I don't know if I'd say I'm agile, but I'm not slow. I don't know. I would say I'm a good person to have on court because I hate seeing everyone else's heads drop around me. I'm such a team player. That's how I describe my play. I am a team player. You know, if I see my goal attack, I don't know, she is being shaken up by the goal defence, that is my first point of cause. You know, make sure there's not one link in the team that falls down. Because if that happens, then my shooting circle goes down and then the centre court have a problem and then defence have a problem. That's how I would describe my play, as I'm an absolute team worker. As long as my team are playing well, we're playing an agile game, I will play well in an agile game.
And part of a team, hopefully, that gets on for London Live?
Yeah, yes.
What's that going to be like?
God, I'm going to be so nervous, I can tell you that. I'll definitely be nervous, but I'll be really excited. I'm really excited for that, and hopefully I can work as hard as the rest of the team and we can get on that court and show the world what we're made of.
And you'll have Super 10 under your belt by then, so...
Exactly, that can be...
London Live won't be anything. Anything for the Storm fans, if they might be listening to this? Maybe a message ahead, because February's a fair way off.
I would say to them, be prepared for a really exciting season, you know. Have your popcorn or whatever at the ready, and be excited for what's ahead. Storm have got a lot to offer, and I know all the other franchises are working very hard to give them an interesting viewing. Storm fans out there, we're going to do you proud.